When I was younger, I used to come to yeshiva from Kailal. From the beginning of yeshiva, while I was in Kailal, I would come in on Thursdays, I think it was, and give something, I guess you could call it a shmooze. I was very young then. And it was a little bit of like a sound and light show, lots of Marim HaKaymas, and I thought it was good. I had the schus though that my mashgiach, Rav Naftali Kaplan, took my old shmuzin on the plane and gave me a critique. And since then, things have changed a lot. That it's not about Marim HaKaymas, it's about developing an inyan, understanding something, having Das Torah. The longer you can stay in an inyan, the more you understand it. And Fakert, I see what's going on in yeshiva is that the Olam is living in Hakar Satayv. There are things I'm hearing from all over the place that we're living in this sugya. We're here. We're not just coming once a week, but we're living in it. There was a Maisa in yeshiva this week that I think could help bring Mashiach to Keinu, Bezus Hashem. We know there's a concept called Tainus HaRaivid. There's a Tainus of the Raivid, which the Raivid has, Rabbeinu Yoina brings it. It's not about fasting. It's about having something, let's say a donut. For me, donuts, the Olam knows, is my weak point. So you have this donut, and you're finishing, and you leave that last geschmack piece. You're looking at that, and you don't eat it. That's the Tainus HaRaivid. This is very hard. I have never been successful in doing this yet. But we're still young. We can aim for greatness. But that's the Tainus HaRaivid. And he says if somebody does that over their whole life, it's like they fasted their entire life. I know why. But there's something even harder than a donut. Maybe not for me, but maybe for other people in the room. And a modern day Tainus HaRaivid would be, they sell here sushi. It's only 8 pieces, Rabosai. It's only 8 pieces. You know, I like going to the bar mitzvahs where they give out all the sushi, you can fill your plate. This is a tease. As soon as you start, you're finished. And it's expensive. And one bacher went over to his friend and gave him his last piece of sushi. This is a Tainus HaRaivid. He says, no, we know there's a rule, it's an unwritten rule, there's no sharing sushi. It's okay. He says, no. He says, I insist. Malach Hashem. You got to meet this guy. You got to bracha for him. But this didn't just happen once. This happened another time. He bought the sushi again. And he gave this guy another piece of sushi. Last one. Another Tainus HaRaivid. Fine. Now this other bacher didn't invest in sushi. He had a different budget. But he bought one. 20 shekel. 8 pieces. He's sitting in his room. Ah. 1 piece. 2 pieces, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Wait. This happened this week. There's somebody here who saves me a piece of sushi. Tainus HaRaivid. Okay, so let's go see. He's not in the dorm. Game over. Eat the sushi, man! Eat me! No. Where is this guy? He went down to the computer room. There he was. Here's your sushi. You're crazy. Eating your sushi. I insist. This is a madriga of Hakaras HaTayv. It was worth everything to reach this Havana of Hakaras HaTayv. Now I ask you. Last week we said, Hakaras HaTayv is Bein Adam La'atzmai. It's between man and himself. This is a perfect example. Do you think that this person in the computer room, this tzaddik, this Tainus HaRaivid Dekiyin, needed that piece of sushi or really cared about it? No. Who became big in this story? Who got something in this story? The person who was thinking about what he receives in Olam Hazeh, what he's getting. He became big. It's a gewaltige Maisa Godless. And we're talking about the sugya of Oireach, of being a good guest. This week, a bacher came to my house and afterwards, he didn't just say thank you, which would be nice. You know, usually when I give these examples in the shmooze, they're always the people who do the exact thing I say. I call them the Heliga parrots. They do exactly what I want, what I said, which is gewaldic. But there's deeper havanas in the shmooze. And he came over to me, and I was blown away. He said to me that he noticed a certain yesidus in chinuch in my home and how things were run, that he emailed his father, this and that. I'm not saying whether he was right or wrong, but I can tell you that he was mechavin exactly to what I do at the table. And I've never had a situation where, with all the chocolate chip cookies and all the cake and all this, that someone was able to zero into that and get it and express it. We're developing in this, Rabbi Isai. We're hitting madrigas of oireach toiv. And we're ready. We said 3 weeks ago that we can't start dealing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're ready now. Because we pointed out, the Medrash says that whoever is koifer in the toivus that his friend does for him, is eventually basoif, he's going to be koifer in what Hashem does. The Altar of Kelm said, because your friend is in front of you. If you can't notice what your friend does, you can't notice what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. And we've been working on noticing what our friends do for us. And learning up that it's not about just being a nice guy. It's about chiyuvim. Things that you have to do. You have to help your friend. Araya was the goyim. Goyim are chayim and akar zetoyv. We brought from Ammon and Moab. They forgot about what Avram Avinu did to Lot. They're chayiv because of Seichel being mechayiv. That was one major raya for this Nakuda. And there's another beautiful raya. In the Sefer HaIkrim of Rav Yosef Albo, he says, Kayin's carbon, right? Kayin and Hevel, we know the story. Hevel brought that nice carbon. And Kayin brought from all of the vegetables and fruits of the land. That wasn't what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Now, what's the problem with what Kayin did? What's the problem with it? So I would say, you know, maybe he was cheap, or this, or that. Says Rav Yosef Albo in the Sefer Ikrim, in Maimer Shlishi. He says, Hamina Sheinu Minapula Shiroyashim Subadim B'Sharish Yitzirasim B'Teva Gamkein. There are certain things that you have to have ethics in your system that come from being born. Afal Pi She'ein Sivu. Even though no one commanded you. And he says, that one of those midas is hakaras hatoiv. It's something that it comes free. It's included in the system to understand that you have to be makir tov to people. Va'alzelo shal Hashem lekayin vel minchasai. Hashem didn't take Kayin's carbon, not because it was a dinky carbon. That's not why. But kifima sheyigzor teva haseichel, according to what logic of seichel should be that he should have known. Haseichel enoishi yigzer shiroi lahoydus lemetiv kol asher gamleu. Seichel's mechayev that when you're makir tov to someone who gives you everything, you can't give less than you're able to. You have to give until the end. The halachas in carbon is if you have a poor person, they're allowed to give a small carbon because they say, Hashem, I did what I could. But Kayin could have done better. And the aveira that he did says the Sefer Ikrim, Rishayim Rabbi Isai. He says he was over on Hakaras HaTayv. He was over on not going the extra mile for someone who gives you everything. How could you not realize that that's the Chiyuv? You're obligated. It's a Shibud. So, for sure, it's true by Kibud Av Ha'Em. We pointed out from the Maharal in Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Mem Aleph, that the Goyim were crazy about Kibud Av Ha'Em because logic really dictates that's what you're supposed to do. That's the sugya of Hakaras HaTayv. But now we're coming to the awesome sugya of having Hakaras HaTayv to Hashem Yisbarach. This is a daunting task. So we're going to go slow. And we're going to try to go to the very beginning of when Klal Yisrael started. The very beginning of Klal Yisrael. None other than Avraham Avinu. I would like just for a few moments to study Avraham Avinu, Gevaltik of things. We mentioned it a little bit at Friday, Shal Shudas, but not in this context. We have to understand Avraham Avinu, who he was. He was the person who started all this. Started being a Yid. So it's Kedai to understand what he was about. Isn't it interesting that the sugya of Hakaras HaTayv is about being a good guest, like the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Nun Ches says, being a good guest or a bad guest. What was Avraham's special mitzvah that he had? Hachnasas Orchim. You ever wonder where Avraham Avinu got Hachnasas Orchim from? Well, if you think that he just learned it from his neighbor, I have a Rambam in Hilchos Avel that says that Avraham was the one who institutionalized in the world Hachnasas Orchem. This was his idea. Shteitn Rambam, Hilchos Avel, Perek, Yud Dalin, Halacha Beis. He says, Hu hachoik shechokokoi Avram Avinu v'derech chesed shenagba. What is the definition of Achnasis Orchem in the Rambam? The law that was instituted by Avram Avinu. Michael over Drachim, Mashke Osan, Malave Osan, he fed, he gave them what to drink, he was Malave them, he escorted them. Says the Rambam, this was something that Avraham established in the world. Where did he get it from? I wouldn't be able to ask such a question. Where did Avraham get Hachnasis Orchem from? It's a nice idea. But the Shlach HaKadosh asked this question. He said, where did Avraham become Mr. Hachnasis Orchem? Of all the things that we know about Avram Avinu, this is one of the major things that he did all the time. What is that? Where did it come from? Says the Shlach, an amazing thing. He says, Avraham Avinu did Hachnasis Orchem all the time, every day, day and night, even on the worst day, 3 days after his Milah. Why? Because he concluded that he is a guest. That he's a guest in Hashem's world. Avraham, the great philosopher, who was looking around for Hashem, concluded that we're all being nichnas as orchem from Hashem. We're all guests over here. And Hashem greets us so graciously with every tree and all of this water and food and oxygen, health. All of these things are begeder hachnasas orchem. And says the Shlach, Avram Avinu said, I want to be like Hashem. And Hashem invites guests, so I want to invite guests. Avram Avinu was the Oireach Toiv, was that good guest, but not at the table of somebody's house on Shabbos. Avram Avinu realized he's a guest by the Eibishter. He farshteyed that we're guests, and he understood that Hashem does everything for him. The Chafetz Chaim, in a letter, was asked about the railroad. The railroad, it was just invented in the Mishnah Berurah. You'll see the words Mesilas HaBarzel. It's the railroad. It's the only modern shaila in the Chafetz Chaim that I'm aware of, is this Mesilas HaBarzel. It comes up in the Mishnah Berurah. Okay? The invention of the railroad. I heard from a Rebbe of mine that the Chafetz Chaim heard about the railroad. They came, Rebbe, did you hear about the railroad? And he said, Vusis. Basically, it's like, who cares? They're like, you don't understand, you're not good. Vusis. And they couldn't get through to him. You don't understand, Warsaw to be honest. Vusis. That's what I heard from my Rebbe. But, I have a letter that says otherwise. The letter, and I'll explain to you how to deal with all this. The letter says the following. The Chafetz Chaim said, Hashem invented the railroad. He says, we have to understand why Hashem did this. This was probably after this first initial contact with the railroad. He says, we have to understand this. Why? He says, because the Gemara says in Brachos that you have to be a good guest. Oreach Toiv. And he says, if we're going to be good guests in the world of Hashem, we have to know why He made the railroad for us. And the Chafetz Chaim was not okay with just that it gets us place faster. He worked, and he worked. Maybe this is why Hashem came up with the railroad. Maybe this is why Hashem came up with the railroad. In the end, he concluded the following thing, which might disturb us because it shows how far we are from what understanding Hashem's reasons for things. He said, I have a reason why Hashem created the railroad. It used to be people could learn in a horse and buggy. Bump-a-dump-a-dump-a-dump-a-dump-a-dump. Zuck Reb Kiv Eger, Zuck the Rashba, bump-a-dump-a-dump-a-dump. Very rough road, and you know, no vomiting, just Reb Kiv Eger, Rashba, Reb Kiv Eger, Rashba. Says, nowadays, people in the Yerinus Hadiris can't hold in learning in a horse and buggy. So Hashem made the railroad so that a few Anashim Gedolim can go read their Reb Kiv Eger in nice print with a little coffee, and somebody would, you like a little more sugar in your coffee, this, life is good, in that car, reading the Reb Kiv Eger. That's the Chafetz Chaim. Where did he get this from? He concluded, Hashem must be doing things for me. I'm not going to go into this world and see anything over here and just assume it's quicker to get to from Warsaw to Bialystok. What did Hashem do for me? Where am I indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He invited me into his home. And he does everything for me. That's an oireach toiv. That's a good guest. The Sefer Michta Me'eliyahu has a very classic kuntris on chesed. And at the very end, he makes the following observation, which I feel is tested and proven. He says, who are the people who are makir toiv in the world? Who are the people who appreciate things that other people do? He says, people who are takers, who always think things are coming to them, they don't feel indebted to other people. They don't feel uncomfortable getting things. They just take and take and take and take. He says, people who love to give other people, givers, whenever they get from someone else, they feel uncomfortable. They feel like, I hope I'll be able to do something in return for you. Thank you so much. Really, I'm sorry to be matriach, v'chule, v'chule. It always works like this. You can watch it. You can figure it out. Test it among your friends. The people who are givers, they have a feeling of hakar setayv. Do you know why? Because the pshat is, that's how they live. They live with giving, so they can see giving. If you live as a taker, you see everything is just, yeah, that's what I'm supposed to have. Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to have. Somebody who's a giver, everything they experience is they got something that they don't deserve. They got something. Really, they should be giving right now. They're getting. That's what he says. And I don't think it's a coincidence. Like, to take it to the next madriga. We think that Avraham Avinu had two massive achievements in his life. One was he discovered Hashem, right? The Rambam says nobody remembered Hashem. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah says that everyone forgot about Hashem. A few small people who were not popular enough in the world, they were Anashim Gedolim, but they weren't popular in the world. Metushelach, Hanoich, Shem, and Aver. Aside from that, no one even knew the name Hashem. Nobody. Nobody knew it, and his mom didn't know, and his father didn't know, said the Rambam. That was one major achievement. He discovered Hashem. And then there's another interesting thing that you know about Avraham, that he was a Baal Chesed. Not just a Baal Chesed, he was the Merkava of Chesed. Titein Chesed l'Avraham. Avraham was the nicest person that you'll ever meet. Afer Bepumi, Malach Hashem Tzavakas. The Merkava of the Mida of Chesed of Hashem. Interesting. Both of them, at the same time, the discoverer of Hashem and the ultimate Chesed. The ultimate person perfect in the Mida of Chesed. No connection between these two? Pumfakert. Lefi the Michta Me'eliyahu, it's Kafter V'Ferach. Who's the person who's going to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria? Who's the person who's going to find him? Only a Baal Chesed is bothered by the questions that Avram was bothered by. Avram kept wandering around going, me, Baal Habira. Who created this place? I have a question for Avram. You'll excuse me. Who cares who created the Bira? Who cares? Why do you care so much? You care because it's time to say thank you to the host. Me, Baal Habira. There's somebody over here I have to thank. A Baal Chesed is not someone who can just take and take and take. He'll be willing to die before not thanking the host. It's his metzias to see present after present. Who is this wonderful being that's investing so much into me? I want to get to know this being, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. I want to have a kesher with him. I want to serve him. He deserves every iota of my strength. Every one of my resh mem chesei varim. He gives to me. Avram Avinu found Bairi Olam because he was a Baal Chesed. Me Baal Habira is to thank Hashem. And be'emes, I saw something incredible. There's a sefer called Shari Oira. It's a very early sefer. It was written hundreds of years ago. It's one of the great classic sfarim of Kabbalah. And in there, he writes the following amazing thing. He says, Avram Avinu was a Baal Chesed. So you'd say, what's the Chesed that he did? The Chesed that he did was that he helped people. Achnasas Orchem, right? That makes sense? He doesn't say that. He says, you know what the Chesed Avram Avinu did? In addition, of course, to everything else that he did. He said he didn't have a Rebbe. He didn't have a Malamed. His parents abandoned HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chesed that he did was that he found HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Chesed that Avram Avinu did. Huh? That's the chesed that Avram Avinu did? Yes. Because that same Baal Chesed, that same Baal Chesed, who gives and gives and gives, also will not take no for an answer. Oh, don't worry, Avram. It's not your fault. You don't have a Rebbe. I don't care about that. I want to find the Baal Abira. Avram Avinu, your parents are out to lunch and you're from their house. You're a Tinok Shenishpa. Lahalacha, Avram. I don't care. I've got to thank the Rabbanu Shalom. He was plowing through everything. That's an incredible chesed. And if it's too spooky for you for a Kabbalah Sefer, for me to quote Shari Oira, no problem. I have a way of helping you. It's a Rashi. Rashis are okay. Not spooky, right? Rashi in Chagiga on Daf Gimel and Sukkah, Daf Memtes, says something that really doesn't make sense at first glance. The Gemara says, it brings a pasuk that calls Avram Avinu Abbas, the Klal Yisrael, Abbas of Nadiv, a daughter of the Nadiv, of the generous one. Who's the generous one? Avram Avinu. So if you ask me, why is Avram called the generous one? He was very generous, right? That's what I would say. Plenty of stories about it. Tongue, mustard, geschmack, butter, all this good stuff, right? No, that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, what's the nediv that he had? Nediv, al shem shenadvoy liboy lahakir boyrei. He was generous enough to find Hashem. Generous enough to find Hashem? Maybe he was like, you know, lahavdil elef alfei havdolos, a great philosopher who proved the existence of God. That's better. That will make a nice film. Abraham, the first philosopher. No? It's good. Don't steal it from me. Avram Avinu, he was nadiv liboy to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yes! Because it was all about Hakaras HaTov. He was driven. Driven well above and beyond. Even the Mahalach of Avram Avinu in Chesed, in Kiruv, right? How do you do Kiruv? I would say Bible codes. No, Bible codes. They've been working. You show Avram will bring them in. You guys want to see a remez to Nimrod and backwards? Yeah, let's see it, Avram. Watch. That's a good one, right? Nimrod backwards. Whoa. Every 15,000 letters. Not bad. But he had a better technique. What did Avram Avinu do? Amazing. Amazing. This was his kiruv, Rabbi Isai. His kiruv. Avram Avinu, Vayita Eshel. He planted a tree. He made a matzav. Now what did he do? Zuck the Medrash. Parsha Mem Gimel. Oizayin. Rav Abba Omer, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak. Hayim mekabel es ha'ovrim es ha'shavim. U'mishahayu oichlim b'shaysin. He would bring in guests, and when they'd start eating Omer Lehen, he'd say, you finished your meal. Baruch Hu, bench. Bench, what's bench? What's he talking about? They hate Omer Lo, Man Omer. What do we say, Rabbi? They were like, lost. What do we say? So he had that special, you know, bencher, you know, with the transliterated words, so that you could say it, and those skull caps for the funeral parlors, he had those ready. And Vuhu Omer Lehem, Imru, say, Baruch Kel Oilam Shachalnu Mishalo. Right? The first Zimun. Baruch Kel Elyon Shachalnu Mishalo. What was Avram doing? This is how he created Geirim, Rabosai. Created Geirim by getting them to bench? Yes! That's the whole point. The whole point of Yiddishkeit is to see that Hashem gives us, Hashem cares about us, Hashem invests in us. And the more a person sees that, the more they want to be on this team, the more they want to be part of Klal Yisrael, the more they want to dedicate themselves to Torah, to mitzvahs, to Masim Tovim. Even the modesty, the anova of Avram Avinu Rabosai, comes from Hakaras HaTov. You think I'm going overboard? You tell me if I'm going overboard. I'm telling you the anova of Avram Avinu comes from Hakaras HaTov. Whoa, he's going too far. We'll see. Says the pasuk. It's good suspense here. Says the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Offer anoichi offer ve'efer." Avraham, the famous statement, "I am offer ve'efer." Right? Very big people have said that. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Nachnu ma." David HaMelech said, "Anochi tolas velo ish." I'm a worm. And comes Avraham in the ranks and says, Anoichi offer ve'efer. Says Rashi, I would say you don't have to explain this. This is quite easy. I'm the dirt, dust of the earth. Says Rashi, Anoichi offer ve'efer. Kvar hayisi roi lios offer. I should have been dirt. When? Al yidei ha-malachim. When I fought the malachim, I shouldn't have won. I should have been trampled into the ground. I should have been dirt. Ve'efer, and I should have been ashes. Al yidei nimroid. Lulei rachamecha asher amduli. If it wasn't for the fact that you saved me from the kifshana esh, I would have been fried. I would have been efer. Avram Avinu developed his whole persona. Anoichi Afer Ve'efer is, when I look at my life, Borei Olam, you've only been giving me, and I just keep trying and trying to pay you back for all of your unlimited chasadim that you're doing for me. It's amazing. This is the beginning of Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Isai. This is the way we started. The chasidim taina that Litvishers, they worship the clock. That's what they taina. It's a valid taina sometimes. We have to take it seriously. I happen to be a Litvisher. People know that about me. I'm a Kalta Litvach. But I appreciate the tzad. There's something very right about it. There's a relationship that's lacking over here. How many of us are making decisions? Should I work on this or should I work on this? What are you doing? What are you doing? Should I go to this place that's inappropriate or work on... Who gave you life? Who gave you every moment of your life? Who gave you health? Who gave you family? Who gave you friends? Who gave you food? Why don't you feel like you owe the Rabbono Shalom anything? Why don't we think this way? It has nothing to do with what you would like to work on. Who are you? We're here to be Makir Tov to Borei Olam. A person should build his Avodas Hashem on a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not to make yourself some guy who at the end of the year, you know, you can say about yourself, you did dot, 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 dot. It's not about what you did. It's about making it up. Having a kesher with Borei Olam. A person can't see things that are bad for his eyes because Borei Olam invests in you. How can you slap him in the face? A person can't be in places with women who are, it's inappropriate because you can't do that to the Rabbono Shalom. A person learns Torah to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu proud. To give him a little bit of nachas. And we think we can do whatever we want. Because we look at it like a report card. When we were in school, it was the report card. I remember one time I tried to look at my report card. It was Shabbos. I probably shouldn't have even touched it. It was probably muksa. And I was looking at it above the light, and it poof, it went on fire. I remember that. Whoosh. I was really scared. But then I held it. It was saruf, so I could throw it in the garbage, and my parents didn't have to see my report card. Now, Lamaisa, that's the way we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you talk to people about what they're working on, it's hard to do this. I'm going to be bored on the plane if I don't look at Arias the whole time. That's a wonderful relationship you have with Hashem. Real dedication. He's been with you since the time of birth. Since that very moment you went, you came out. He's been with you. I don't want to be bored. What am I going to do if I'm going to be bored? I'm going to go crazy, man. What's happening to us? Where's our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's because we're not Makirei Tov. We don't understand. We're missing the boat, Rabotai. We're missing the Nakuda. You can't beat the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You never did enough for him. Hashem once placed a bet. He placed a bet on us. Who do I owe? Who do I owe? It's a medrash. The medrash is in Vayikra Rabbah, Parsha Chav Zayin Chav Beis. Hashem makes a contest. He says, based on a pasuk, the pasuk says, in Eoyv, Mem Aleph, Mi Hikdimani, who came before me, Vani Ashalim, I'm going to pay off anyone I owe. Great deal. What happened? So, everybody came. Somebody said, oh, I was mal my kid, I did a bris milah on my kid, it was really hard for my kid, my wife was going crazy, it was going to cause tsar to my newborn baby, and I did it for you, Hashem. So Hashem says, who gave you the kid, buddy? Shkoyach, you had a rough day with your kid, and your wife's crying and she's a basket case. Who gave you the kid? All of the nachas is mine. I gave it to you for free. Asali Micah. Oh, I got all from and I made a makah on my roof, and it was a shiloh and this and that. I didn't know if you really were chayiv to, and I'm a hero. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Atzilo Nasatilo Gag, I gave you a roof over your head for that makkah. Mi Asali Mezuzah, oh, I got the best mezuzah in the world. I gave you a home, says Bari Elam. Mi Asali Sukkah, I gave you a place to put your sukkah. Mi Asali Lulav, Atzilo Nasatilo Dam, I gave you money to afford $100 esrog. Who gave you that money? You have a Ferrari, and you feel like a hero because you have $100 esrog? Who gave you the Ferrari? It's the least you can do for me. Where's our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We lost the relationship. When somebody understands that it's a relationship, Rabbi Isai, they'll start feeling a lot more guilty about bad things and start wanting to make Tati more proud. They'll want to learn more to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu proud. They'll want to stay away from bad things because we're Meshubit. The Ramban writes, why were we taken out of Mitzrayim? So that we'd have so much Hakaras HaToy for being saved from that crazy place. All those crazy Shvarzes running around whipping us. For 210 years, you get out there? You know why? So that we'll be Mekabel the Torah because of Hakaras HaToy. That's what the Ramban says. Our relationship is that we have to be aware that we owe Hashem something. It's not a drag, it's a schus. When you love someone and you know how much they've invested in you, you know how much they care about you, they've dedicated everything to you, life is different. And Bezrus Hashem, we're going to continue on this kav to understand how to really understand what Bari Elam is doing for us.